This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
From pop culture to politics, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day to face a great choice. Let's see, what's it going to be? Impeachment? Censure of the president? 25th Amendment? Or what exactly? 1-800-955-1776. There seems to be a very unusual consensus in Washington, and Republicans and Democrats and people on every side of the every aisle seem to be agreed that there needs to be some kind of powerful message sent. And I agree with this. I mean, I hope 90-95% of Americans agree. You need to send a message suggesting very clearly that what happened in the Capitol 6 days ago is completely unacceptable and can never happen again. And there must be consequences, not just for the people who burst into the building and created all that havoc, but for all of the public officials, including the President of the United States, who made the situation enormously worse. Does anyone believe that President Trump handled the situation well? No, I'm serious here. Is there a living human being? Is there anyone with a pulse who says, yeah, job well done, Mr. President. That was a great performance you made last Wednesday. That worked well. Well, it hasn't. It's left his legacy in ruins. It's left the Republican Party in tatters. It is a complete disaster, and denial of that disaster is insane and wrong. For the first time since the day of the riots on Capitol Hill, President Trump, who's on his way to inspect the progress on the wall that Mexico is not paying for, by the way, the wall at the border, he was actually stopped by the press, and he actually, for the first time since the end of the day, Wednesday, has answered some questions. For instance, he gave his view of impeachment. This would be clip 14. Listen.
As far as this is concerned, we want no violence, never violence. We want absolutely no violence, absolutely no violence. On the impeachment, it's really a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. It's ridiculous. It's absolutely ridiculous. This impeachment is causing tremendous anger, and you're doing it, and it's really a terrible thing that they're doing. For Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer to continue on this path, I think it's causing tremendous danger to our country, and it's causing tremendous anger. I want no violence. Thank you very much. Thank you, everybody.
Uh-huh. And then he was asked about whether he took responsibility for what happened at the Capitol building 6 days ago. This is President Trump again this morning. This is clip 7.
What is your role in what happened at the Capitol? What is your personal responsibility?
So if you read my speech, and many people have done it, and I've seen it both in the papers and in the media, on television, it's been analyzed, and people thought that what I said was totally appropriate. And if you look at what other people have said, politicians at a high level, about the riots during the summer, the horrible riots in Portland and Seattle and various other places, that was a real problem, what they said. But they've analyzed my speech and my words and my final paragraph, my final sentence, and everybody to the T thought it was totally appropriate.
This is like his declaration that his phone call to Alexander Zelensky, that, the president of Ukraine, Zelensky, that was a perfect phone call? Do you remember how many times he said that? A perfect phone call. Oh, yeah, you're talking to a foreign head of state, and you pretty clearly are premising the delivery of aid, which should have been delivered by the Obama administration, it's true, but premising the delivery of aid on getting that foreign head of state involved in the U.S. election by attempting to smear Joe Biden. That was a perfect phone call. And everybody who has analyzed what he said and looked at his speech has thought it was perfect to a T. It was totally appropriate. Was it appropriate, Mr. President? Was it telling the truth to your own supporters, for God's sake? Was it appropriate when you said, now it all comes down to Mike Pence? If Mike Pence does the right thing, we win the election. Is that appropriate? Is it appropriate to lie to people who have put themselves in harm's way, who have spent a great deal of money, who have expended a great deal of faith on you, sir, on traveling from Kentucky and from Tennessee and not just there, from California, from the state of Washington, from all over the country to come at your call? Because why? What was it you were attempting to do by summoning all these people to Washington, D.C. on the day of the certification, final certification and acceptance by the Vice President of the United States in a joint session of Congress of the electoral vote count under our Constitution? How is that appropriate? On what planet does, if Mike Pence does the right thing, we win? Are you trying to solicit the Vice President of the United States to commit vote fraud? I mean, it is madness. And the problem with the president taking this position is the only way out of this right now that could actually help the country would be for the president to resign, which, of course, he won't do. And I still think that there are so many Republicans, even though Kevin McCarthy, the Speaker of the House, is now speaking seriously about a resolution of censure. In other words, something that everyone could vote for, every Republican criticizing the president, saying that he did the wrong thing. And the wrong thing, by the way, wasn't what he did when he woke up and went out to speak to the crowd for the Save America March on January 6th on that Wednesday. No, the wrong thing began literally hours after it became clear that Biden had won the election. And no, that was not days afterward. That was at some point late at night on the Tuesday night, Wednesday morning of November 3rd, 4th. And that's when the crap began from the president, claiming on no basis that there was massive voter fraud, that the election could be and had to be overturned. Okay, fine. Everybody said, we said on this show, he wants to take a legal shot. He had plenty of legal shots. He had 60 of them. Everyone off target. No proof, no indication, not a court in the country that is sympathetic to the idea of overturning an election that your opponent, sir, won by more than 7 million votes. Those votes weren't made up. They were cast by people who are every bit as valid as citizens and as Americans and as human beings and part of a republic as the people who voted for you, the 74 million who voted for you. But that's a big difference. On what planet, by what standard, is it, oh, perfect, everyone's looked at it, it's fine, when you are talking at this very late date, just days before the inauguration, about trying to overturn the result of the election? There's new information released this morning about the FBI, and the FBI seeing plans for violence before, days before the march to on the Capitol on January 6th. We'll talk to you about that and more coming up. We'll be right back.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
Relief Factor is natural. It uses natural inflammatory ingredients to reduce your level of pain, discomfort, stiffness. It really does work. And a 3-week quick start is amazing. It is a great buy. It's $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. You take 3 little packets a day, and you can feel the difference. Chances are you will, because the overwhelming majority, almost 3/4 of people who get that quick start, end up ordering more Relief Factor. Read all about it. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, inventor of MyPillow. For a limited time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for the lowest price ever. Regularly $69.98, now only $29.98. MyPillow is patented and adjusts to any sleep position. It's washable and dryable, comes with a 10-year warranty, and 100% made in the USA. I'm also giving you deep discounts on all my MyPillow products, including my bed sheets, mattress, toppers, and bath towels. That's $29.98 for a queen size premium MyPillow and deep discounts on all my MyPillow products. Buy now and I'll extend my 60-day money back guarantee to March 1st, 2021.
Call 800-320-6280 or MyPillow.com, promo code MedVet. That's 800-320-6280. Use the promo code MedVet for these great radio specials.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
The last year was a brutal wake-up call and proved why you should always prepare far in advance for any emergency life throws at you. This year, the smartest move is to stockpile long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts up to 25 years in storage, ready to eat the moment you need it. Listen, failure to plan means planning for failure. Why wait for another crisis when you can easily and affordably have a 3-month, 6-month, even 1-year supply of food on hand? We're My Patriot Supply, the nation's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of customers for over a decade with tens of thousands of 5-star reviews. Our mission is your survival. So try our foods. They're delicious and provide 2,000 calories a day. Plus, our food kits will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in as little as 2 days. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on a food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
On the Michael Medved show, my wife, Dr. Diane Medved, came in during the break just now and said that I was speaking rightly about the fact that immediately after the election, the president began talking about overturning the results and calling the results illegitimate and questioning the whole way the election had functioned. And she made the point that he had actually begun undermining the election process and challenging its validity long before, months before. And it's also worth remembering, this is the same guy who, when he won the election in 2016, said that he was defrauded of some 3 million votes, and that's the reason that Hillary Clinton had won the popular vote by 2.9 million. Look, it's true. There is a long, long history of President Trump discounting and attacking election results. When he lost the Iowa primary to his now buddy, Ted Cruz, when he lost the Iowa caucuses to Ted Cruz in February of 2016, he said it was rigged, that it was stolen. He said Ted Cruz had stolen the Iowa caucuses. I don't think that was true. And I think even now President Trump would agree that it wasn't true. There's a note that came in from Granite Falls, Washington, from Javier. And he says, longtime listener, I'm concerned about the conservative movement due to the fact that it's not only the president, but prominent conservative voices that are still challenging the election results. Some of these conservatives claim that the fraud needs to be exposed and investigated. And of course, if you disagree with that Trump won, you are a rhino. I'm hoping you can help explain to listeners why these claims of fraud are dismissible. And how does the conservative movement go forward, as with a section of Republicans who have lost faith in the election process? Complicated series of questions. There are much more deeper problems now concerning what's going to happen with Trump. And is there going to be some procedure where there is an attempt to bar him from running again in 2024? I think that's a legitimate goal. I think it would be vastly better for the country if he were not a candidate again in 2024. I think his candidacy would be profoundly destructive. It would shatter the Republican Party. It would guarantee that Kamala Harris or whoever the Democrats put up is going to be the next president. Just guarantee it. However, I'm afraid that any attempt, either through impeachment or through some kind of congressional resolution, and their Democrats were talking about this, to bar a Trump candidacy is going to backfire. We'll turn him to a victim. And all of a sudden, he won't talk as he's going around the country doing rallies and appearing on TV and launching his new social media platform to make up for Twitter and Facebook and etc. When all of that is happening, he won't have to talk at all about the direction he wants to lead America. What he would be talking about would be unshackle Trump. Change the ban and campaigning for it. He'll have some support in the Republican Party. And it will be bloody awful because it'll be four more years of arguing about Trump. Now, I don't think he has a chance in the world of winning another term as president. But then again, I didn't think he had a chance in the world of winning the election in 2016. The difficulty here is it only makes sense to try to ban something if that ban can be effective. And I am terribly worried. We're going to speak to law professor John Yoo about this. And whether or not it's a good idea, whether or not there is something that you can pass that won't be taken away. And partially what I'm thinking of here is there's only one president of the United States who was censured by both houses of Congress, where they passed a resolution of censure and the president was censured. President Trump came close to that on the issue of him speaking against the members of the squad, saying they should go back to the countries where they came from, where three of the four members of the squad were born in the United States. You may remember there was a vote in censure in the House. He was censured. But it didn't pass the Senate. The only one who got both houses to pass a resolution of censure was Andrew Jackson. And then Jackson made it an issue, and he came back, and he won a congressional election against the Whigs and against Henry Clay, who had been the leader behind the original censure. And Jackson ultimately won, and that was a big win for President Jackson. And is that really something we want to fight over? Is Trump's attempt to write his record, which would surely be there? Now, as to this argument that he did everything perfectly, that he said everything perfectly, that all the experts have looked at his speech and there's nothing wrong with it. There's this breaking news. There's an FBI memorandum that has just been discovered, released. A day before rioters stormed Congress, an FBI office in Virginia, which, of course, is adjacent to Washington, D.C., issued an explicit internal warning that extremists were preparing to travel to Washington to commit violence and war, according to an internal document reviewed by the Washington Post that contradicts a senior official's declaration that the Bureau had no intelligence indicating anyone at last week's pro-Trump protest planned to do harm. Here's part of the text of that document that they've reviewed. As of 5 January 2021, that's a day before the riots, FBI Norfolk received information indicating calls for violence in response to, quote, unlawful lockdowns, unquote, to begin on 6 January 2021 in Washington, D.C. An online thread discussed specific calls for violence to include stating, quote, be ready to fight. Congress needs to hear glass breaking. Doors being kicked in, and blood from their BLM and Pantifa slave soldiers being spilled. They refer to Antifa as Pantifa because of panties, right? Very clever. Get violent. Stop calling this a march or rally or a protest. Go there ready for war. We get our president or we die. Nothing else will achieve this goal. Okay, here's a very huge question. If they're circulating this document the day before the rally, the day before these thousands of people arrive in Washington to support President Trump, did the FBI, which does function as part of the federal government, did they reveal this to the President of the United States? And this will be highly relevant if they do proceed with censure or impeachment or any kind of consequence for the president. Because if he saw, or anyone close to him, saw this document that had intercepted internal communications from some of the same elements that did create the broken glass and the shattered doors in the Capitol building, just as they promised, then it's a whole different perspective. We'll be right back.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Trump administration is expanding the coronavirus vaccination program known as Operation Warp Speed. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar telling reporters the vaccine distribution is going according to plan.
We have gained confidence in the integrity of our distribution system, which is now successfully delivered to over 14,000 locations, essentially without a hitch.
Secretary Azar also breaking a bit of news in the press conference.
We are are telling states they should open vaccinations to all people age 65 and over.
President Trump on Tuesday called the new push in Congress to impeach him a second time a continuation of the greatest witch hunt in the history of politics. President Trump in Texas highlighting his accomplishments regarding the border wall. You're listening to USA Radio News.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Michael Medved show, the information about this FBI memo, and it's a memo done more than 24 hours before the riot on the Capitol building, a memo that indicated that the calls for violence were already well underway and had been monitored by the FBI. It's part of their job. One of the statements that they had picked up online, Congress needs to hear glass breaking, doors being kicked in blood from their BLM and Pontifa slave soldiers being spilled. Get violent. Stop calling this a march. Okay, that kind of thing. And by the way, why was there no blood with BLM and Pontifa, quote, slave soldiers? Because they weren't there. And no, they really weren't. And the liars, and I will use that term, who were telling you, oh, this was actually a false flag operation by Antifa or by BLM or by somebody else. Of course not. They are now arresting people, interviewing people. There are people who died. And to a person, they are all people who are motivated by the same thing. They feel that they were summoned by the president. And the same report from the FBI indicates that they are now picking up serious warnings about violence, for which obviously Washington is going to be better prepared. But they're going to hear of warnings of serious disruptions in all 50 state capitals. That would be on the 17th of January, this coming Sunday, and then on the inauguration day itself. And yes, it's awful. But the point is, did President Trump know anything about this? And if so, isn't it one of those things that would pass the test of any reasonable man theory? In the law, there's something called the reasonable man theory, which is that you can try to decide, would a reasonable, ordinary person believe that this was dangerous? Now, I think that any ordinary, reasonable person would know that what the president said to the rioters before they went up and rioted, and his callings for them to march on the Capitol building and somehow send a message to Congress. The question he needs to answer is, first of all, did he have warnings from authorities and from the FBI that there were going to be dangerous elements who were planning violence? Well, clearly he knew that. And he knew that because some of his own strongest supporters. Yesterday I read you some of the statements that have been put out by Lynn Wood, that have been put out by General Flynn, about people saying they wanted to die for Donald Trump, that this was worthy of an armed insurrection. I included in my column a quote from an email that I had received from a retired military officer who said that officer wanted to participate in an armed insurrection. Now, this was in the air. It was being talked about. And yet the president is shocked that the result was violence. Of course a human with any kind of reasonable attention span would understand if you say to people repeatedly, you have to fight, that all we need to do, if Mike Pence does the right thing, then we win the election. The real question here, and it's a question for any leader facing any series of decisions that worked out badly. What did you have in mind, Mr. President? There were going to be thousands of people marching up Pennsylvania Avenue, and then what? They're going to be let inside the Capitol building? Or what? They were expecting you, sir, because you told them you would, for you to be marching with them. But he didn't. And if he had marched with them and he had said, no, let's have some violence, nobody going, would that have worked? Yes, I think it would have. Which again is another indication of why the speech that he gave was so wildly inappropriate. No, it wasn't perfect. The FBI did not detail specifically who saw the document before the mob attack on Congress or what, if anything, was done in response. For weeks leading up to the event, FBI officials discounted any suggestion that the protest of pro-Trump supporters upset about the scheduled certification of Joe Biden's election could be a security threat on a scale with racial justice protests last summer in the wake of George Floyd's death in Minneapolis police custody. What did the protesters have in mind? There's a collage of protesters that has emerged from The Sun, a British newspaper. But first, a viral video of one lady who was interviewed while she was crying into a blue Terry Call-off towel. Listen.
I got maced. I had like a foot inside, and they pushed me out, and they maced me. We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
Okay. They maced me for storming the Capitol. It's a revolution. Uh-huh. You're surprised that you got maced for participating in a revolution? Here's some of the other protesters who commented on why they stormed the Capitol 6 days ago. Listen.
What are we here for? To stop the steal. Like they stormed the Capitol, people broke through and raced through the building, and then the legislators got scared and left. So we didn't certify for Joe Biden, so that's good. I don't know what happens if I can't get any source, I can't get any internet on my phone. But I think patriots are really standing up. I'm super happy that they're standing up, and people are really off because we know how much cheating took place. If he'd have won fair and square, I think we would be fine, but we can't let them overthrow our country.
We're here to protest this corruption. We want to stop the steal. We want a free election. We want Donald Trump in office. Today, we come up here to the Capitol steps. Tried to get in the Capitol. They started gassing us and macing us. We kept trying to hold the line and go up to the state capitol. We want to be heard. That's all we want to do is be heard. Nobody wants to listen. They want to gas and maces. I think they stopped their vote in there. They evacuated it, what they said. So I don't know yet. I hope they overturn this and at least give us some days to find out about the corruption and prove what happened.
I'm here to support the president. I think the election was a fraud, and I think it's clear that the election's a fraud, and we're not going to stand for it.
That's the kind of tape that if they do have an impeachment trial in the Senate, that is probably relevant because it indicates the motivation of people who were ginned up to do what they did was to, quote, serve the president. Is there anybody out there, by the way, and if you are, who thinks that it's a good thing that the Capitol was stormed, that this was appropriate to interrupt the certification of the votes? If you believe that, if you believe any of these developments have been positive in some way, you can give me a call, 1-800-955-1776. There are five people who died. They died during the riots. And most people know about Ashley Babbitt, and most people know about Officer Brian Sicknick, who was killed by a fire extinguisher bashed against his head while he was trying to do his job. But what about the other three? Actually, it's pretty revealing. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
I got maced. Faded like a foot inside, and they pushed me out, and they maced me. We're storming the Capitol. It's a revolution.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Right now, demand for physical precious metals continues strong and supplies are once again getting tight, so our economic problems are not likely to improve anytime soon. And that's what's caused gold and silver to go up in value recently. People are worried, and COVID-19 threatens to stop getting us back on track. Precious metals have always proven themselves in a time of crisis, but you need to choose which ones to buy and when, especially given recent short-term dips in the market. Now, analysts at major banks are forecasting that gold is ready to set new highs in the near term. Over many years, Nick Grovich, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion, has proven himself as my go-to expert with smart, educated, responsible recommendations. Nick wants to offer his four decades experience to you. Give the AmFed team a call right now at 800-221-7694 and find out more at AmericanFederal.com. That's 800-221-7694 and AmericanFederal.com.
Right now is a great time to become a MedHead at MichaelMedVed.com. When you sign up to become a premium subscriber, use the promo code WINTER40, that's WINTER40, and you'll get $20 off an annual membership. So what then is your grand total for a year subscription? Just $39, or a little more than $3 a month. And what do you get for your money? The 3-hour daily broadcast, commercial free, show archives going back over 5 years, all of Michael's current commentaries as well as commentary archives, 2 exclusive podcasts, added discounts at the MedVet History Store, and a Listen Live tab where you can catch all of the news and Michael's views that are happening in real time. It's all at MichaelMedVet.com. Go to the website, click the MedHead banner, and sign up today. Make sure to use the promo code WINTER40. It's a great way to support the show and the unique content and perspectives from Michael Medved. From all of us here at the program, thanks for listening in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Michael Medved Show, I just got the news that Sheldon Adelson died, who was, by most accounts, the leading contributor to every sort of Republican and conservative cause. He was particularly instrumental in financing and supporting and developing the Republican-Jewish coalition in which I have been active for years. Sheldon was 87. He had been in difficult health. And his story, he was listed as of September 2020, he was listed by Forbes as having a fortune of $33.5 billion. And he started off basically with nothing. He began his business career at the age of 12 when he borrowed $200 from his uncle and purchased a license to sell newspapers. In any event, a serial entrepreneur best known for his casinos. I think one of the casinos that he built in Macau in China is supposed to be the largest building in the world. In any event, it is a sad note. He's also been very involved in Israeli politics, Sheldon, and a very key supporter of Prime Minister Netanyahu. So he should rest in peace, and I hope that his memory is actually a blessing. There are a bunch of other people who died. I want to get to the calls in just a second. We all know about Officer Brian Sicknick. It says in a brief obituary, after serving in the Air National Guard and dreaming of becoming a police officer, Brian D. Sicknick joined the Capitol Police Force in 2008. He died the day after he was overpowered and beaten by rioters from the mob at the Capitol. Law enforcement officials said he had been physically engaging with protesters and was struck in the head with a fire extinguisher. He returned to his division office and collapsed, the Capitol Police said in a statement. He was taken to a local hospital where he succumbed to his injuries. In a statement on Monday, the family described Officer Sicknick, 42, as truly a lovely human soul with a diligent work ethic, and they said he was devoted to his job at the Capitol. His family said he also loved and spoiled his dachshunds. One of the other people who died was Roseanne Boyland, 34, of Kennesaw, Georgia. She posted fervently in support of President Trump on social media. She followed the baseless conspiracy theories of QAnon, and she latched onto Mr. Trump's false claims that he had won the election, family members told Associated Press. How she died remained unclear on Monday. Family members and friends said they had heard from a friend who was with her that Ms. Boyland had been trampled inside the Capitol during clashes between rioters and the police. But a sister told the AP that she had been told by a police detective that Ms. Boyland had collapsed while standing in the Capitol Rotunda. Her family said that Ms. Boyland was in recovery from drug addiction and wanted to become a substance abuse counselor. She was 34. Kevin D. Greeson, 55, of Athens, Alabama, was standing in a throng of fellow Trump loyalists on the west side of the Capitol when he suffered a heart attack and fell to the sidewalk. He was talking on the phone with his wife in the meantime. Christy Greeson, his wife, said in an interview that Mr. Greeson had high blood pressure and she had begged him not to travel to Washington. But she said Mr. Greeson believed the election had been stolen and he saw the January 6th rally as a, quote, monumental event. In a statement to a local news channel, his family remembered Mr. Greeson as a good father and motorcycle enthusiast and said he was not there to participate in violence or rioting, nor would he condone such action. But there he was. And then the fifth person who died, in addition to Ashley Babbitt, the Air Force veteran who had become very involved in QAnon and was shot when she was trying to bust into the Senate. Benjamin Phillips, who's 50, he was the founder of a pro-Trump website called Trumparoo, was chipper as he drove a van of fellow Trump supporters from their home state of Pennsylvania to Washington. He said it felt like the first day of the rest of our lives. Mr. Phillips died of a stroke in Washington. Those who accompanied him to the Capitol told the newspaper, Philadelphia Inquirer. The exact circumstances of his death were still unclear, and his family could not be reached for comment. A friend of Mr. Phillips said that he sold stuffed kangaroos dressed like Donald Trump at the president's rallies. His website, now down, billed itself as a social network where American patriots can mobilize against the corrupt communist Marxist scummy Democrats. Let us go to Jeannie in Eatonville, Washington. Jeannie, hey, you're on the Medved Show.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. You know, you had asked us about what we thought, and I was thinking most of this were the anger started on election night. And, you know, like when Pennsylvania closed down and then opened, you know, the next days came by, and then all of a sudden he's losing Trump, and then Michigan. And I think it would have really helped if the Supreme Court would have heard the cases. It would have totally swelled, helped us to not be so angry. But the anger started a long time ago. I did not march in the rally. If I could, I would, but I would have never stormed those Capitol. I would have never done that. And I would have told people, stop it. Don't do it. What are you doing? Stop it. And I would have said, why are you police officers letting them in, too, by the way? And, you know,
yeah,
I just think
good question. Jeannie, do you know people who went to the rally?
No, I do not. And most of us Republicans are just normal people voting. We're just
voting for
the policies, you know. And so we're going nuts because, oh, my gosh, are they going to stop all conservative voices? I mean, you know, I don't know. I'm kind of worried about what's going to happen now with our voices. Even you. I mean, aren't you conservative? I mean, come on.
Yes, of course I am. And I'm not worried about it at all because we're having this conversation because you can tune anywhere on the radio dial and you'll find some conservative who's talking about some of the same issues. Jeannie, I would actually be comforted. Where do you see some kind of effective means to shut down conservative voices? Where is that displayed? And if you want to tell me it's because they're deplatforming Trump on Twitter, they're not going to be able to keep Donald Trump quiet. And this is not any kind of governmental or political censorship. It's a private company making decisions, which I think are probably misguided. but which they are legally for them to make. I just wrote an article, big article, about the difference. It's having government shut down a private company that's engaged in self-expression. That actually happened in the 1960s, the Kennedy administration. Yeah, John Kennedy shut down a bunch of conservative radio talk shows at that time. Yeah. And that's we had the author of a book on, Paul Matsko, who wrote about that. That's illegitimate, but it didn't get very far. Obviously, conservative voices have flourished. And Republicans have been successful, but we can't be paranoid. In other words, do you see any evidence at all that Joe Biden is going to treat it as a priority to eliminate conservative voices?
I don't know. I mean, he started talking about how if the black people would have stormed it, there would have been, it would have been on worse. I mean, my thought was, oh, my gosh, are you trying to stoke a race war as well? I mean, I thought he would be a bit more.
Okay, I think that was a terrible thing to say. I'm sorry that he said that. I don't agree with him, by the way, and I'm sorry that he said that. But is that evidence of trying to shut down conservative voices?
I don't know. I'm going to watch just like you. I'm going to watch to see what happens. But I just wish that the Supreme Court would have just heard one of the cases. It would have really helped a lot of Republicans.
But why? Yeah. There's no case. And by the way, Jeannie, I got to tell you, I was up all night on election night. Pennsylvania did not shut down. It did not. It was very gradual, the eating away of President Trump's initial advantage. And it was also very predictable because he had discouraged people from voting by mail. And in Pennsylvania, under rules that they had established by the state legislature, they didn't count the mail-in ballots until after they had counted all the election day ballots. So it's very natural that Trump won most of the election day ballots because that's where he asked his people to vote. And that most of the vote-by-mail ballots that came in were for Biden. In fact, Trump had predicted it would be that way. And every political observer had. It's not evidence of fraud. Because, honestly, I think this was a decent election in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.